But I'm very happy to be back home. Yeah. You know, those of you who are praying to travel, God will answer your prayer.
Yeah.
But pray doesn't do too much, because sometimes you want to come home. Every time I go to a different service, I think of my church. And I look for particular people in that church, and they are not there. And I say, oh, they are not there. But thank God that finally, at the beginning of this new year, we are together again. Yeah. And this year, I mean, when you are away from your normal circumstances, suddenly you're able to maybe hear God better. I don't know whether it is true. But this year, my prayer is we'll hear God well. Because that is the way to blessings and no curse. And that is the way to radical promotion and radical improvement in our life and in our walk. Amen. And this morning, just as I sat here, God spoke to me and he said that, you see, when Kayla was singing, they were counting on the loop to be our salvation. And that failed us. Yeah. And then their instrumentals were not ready. This year, something you are counting on may not be what you think it is. But what you have in your hand, make it ready. Because that is the key to your promotion. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Yes, something that, you see, these people, they are here with us all the time. They look, we have to import from somewhere. But they rather have come to save us. And next time, be here. Don't go away. And play your part well. But this year, God will bless us. It will be a very good year. I am expecting God to do strange and wonderful things. How many have received something very nice already since Christmas up until now? Something very nice. Oh, not all of us. Something very nice. Okay, those whose hands are down, it's your turn now. Something very nice will come to you. This year, it will be a year of happiness. Oh, I didn't hear a good amen. It will be a year of laughter. Look, you will be so happy this year at what God is going to do for us. And above all, it's been declared a year of blessings and no curse. This morning, I will try to explain blessings so that you will know what to expect. Because unconsciously, many people think blessings is money. Yeah. So when we say blessings, no, they are thinking that, Tali, I'm getting 5,000 CDs, 7,000 CDs, 10,000 CDs. I'm getting some thousands of CDs. Maybe I'm getting $500. That is like, wow, I'm blessed. You know, and that has been the summary of their blessings. But tell somebody, it's not like that. And maybe you cannot see your blessings because you are looking in the wrong way, in the wrong direction, and at the wrong place. And that is why at the beginning of the year, I want to define blessings so that from now on, we are expecting them. Amen. And they are coming. And they are coming. And they will come mightily and powerfully into our hearts. Hallelujah. And let us pray. Father, thank you so, so very much for this morning. Thank you for the time that we have spent, Christmas and New Year. It's been a wonderful, wonderful time of celebrating your goodness to us. But today, here we are at the beginning of a new year to prepare for what you will do for us this year. And Lord, we come with expectation. Do something good for us. Lead us to a higher ground. Let this year be the year of our greatest breakthrough. Let this be the year we build houses, buy cars, progress in life mightily. Let this be the year that we have testimonies on a regular basis. Let this be the year we are so excited that we are called by your name. And above all, let this be the year that we lead many to righteousness. Let our faith not end with us, but let it spread out into the society, into our community, into our workplace, into our families. And above all, Lord, bless us. Let the blessings earmarked from the beginning manifest now. Let the purposes and the plans you have for us begin to take shape now. And above all, give us a story to tell of what God has done for us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen. God bless you. We'll be seated. And just for your information, this year is the theme for the whole church is a year of blessings and no curse. But we here also have a sub-theme. Our sub-theme is our year of evangelism. Because look at the empty chairs. Somebody should be sitting here. So for us, it is our blessings. I will explain to you. Our blessings will be blessings of evangelism and Christian maturity. You didn't say amen. Amen. But you see, this morning I'm talking about blessings. How many want to do well this year? Yes, that is the default setting for most of us. You know, we want to do well. And many, just as I came this morning, I was talking to Pastor Ashong, and we are going to try to do well this year. Are we not, me and him? We have our plans to do well. But I want you to listen carefully for just a few minutes about blessings. Amen. And I said that this year, we want to do well. Is that not the case? That's the case. We want to do well. But unconsciously, many of us, we have equated doing well with money. Doing well with money. I was talking to somebody, and I was telling him that, listen, your accommodation is not... He was telling me his accommodation is not nice. His accommodation that he has, it is like the profits, they are restricted. They need space. And I said, yeah. So get space. But don't count on needing money. Are you listening? Don't count on needing money to get an accommodation, because sometimes it comes by ways and means. By somebody will have a house, somebody will have a room, somebody will have something, and then suddenly you are getting that same thing. Somebody will pay big money for what you will get free this year. Amen. But that will only happen if you take your eyes off money. Off that money is the source of your solutions. Are you listening? Sometimes, for example, you need a new phone. You say, oh, I need a phone. I have to find money. No. You need a new phone. You have to find a phone. Yeah. Where did money come in? One of my friends, she was sitting down in her house. Then she said, it's my birthday. I need a phone. And I said, pray about it. She was looking at me to bring money. I said, pray about it. Pray about it. Because what you need is a phone and not money. Pray about it. And then she said, okay, she will pray. And she prayed. I don't know how she prayed, but she prayed. Then she came to me one day and said, look at what I have. What do you have, an iPhone 15? I said, tell me their story. She said, somebody was passing by. Do you understand passing by? Literally passing by, driving through, and the person stopped and said, oh, I remember today is your birthday. What can we do? And the person opened their car, looked in the glove compartment. Oh, there's something here. pull out a box with iPhone 15. What is the current iPhone now? There is 14. It's about 3 years old. What is 3 years ago? 14. It's iPhone 14. No, I think it's 15. I think it's 15. 15? 15 is what I remember. And they just gave it to her. 15. Tell somebody collect. No, it didn't say collect. I didn't say pay. Did you hear me? I didn't say pay. I said collect. That is your story this year. Collect. Collect. Amen. But only if Proverbs 23 and 20 and verse 4, 2, 3, 4, you can't forget again. I don't know what school you went to, but this one you can't forget again. 2, 3, 4. Just leave the one and then start 2, 3, 4. Labor not to be rich. Amen. Do not use this year. Tap your neighbor. Tell him this year. Don't let money restrict you. I mean, I need to buy petrol, so I'm looking for money. No, you're looking for petrol. Who will pay? I don't know who will pay. Maybe somebody will pay. One lady went to the petrol station to buy. Her car was finishing. Do you know it was finishing? It was coming to halt to stop small. Then she got to the petrol station. They said, okay, I have some few CDs. At least I can go. They don't take me home. Even they don't take me home. Enough to take me home. And then when I get there, tomorrow I'll solve the problem of how to take me home. So I was there trying to take me home. Then somebody came and said, oh, buy more, I'll pay. Hey, Phil, didn't say buy more, fill it. A friend, old schoolmate. Didn't know old schoolmate who you have not seen for them, but has become a great great man. Yes, oh, it's a long time. You're buying petrol, fill it. I will swipe for you. Hey, it's not money you need, it's what? Petrol. So don't say that I'm looking for money to buy petrol. Say what? I'm looking for petrol. Ah, do you understand? I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Because up until now, we are looking for money to buy credits. Say, oh, Charlie, give me 50 to buy credit. No, I need credits. Where it will come from, I don't know. That is God's business. That is why 2:3:4 says, labor not to be rich. Do not target money. Tell somebody this year, your salary, your income, your bank account, it's not relevant. I didn't hear it. It's not relevant. It's not how much your ATM card, it can be paper or it can be cement. It doesn't matter the weight. It's not that what will determine how you do this well. And you see, God knows you. He said, cease from thy own wisdom. Don't think as you have been thinking. We have been thinking, this is how we think. This is our wisdom. Our wisdom is, you want something, save money and buy it. That's our wisdom. You want to go somewhere, get money, buy a ticket and go. That is how our minds have been working up until now. And Bible says, stop thinking like that. Amen. Tell your neighbor, stop thinking like somebody who is always looking for money. Money is determining what you do. Money is determining where you go. Money, in fact, you have become a worshiper of Mammon. Mammon controls you. No money. No money, no church. Hey, or it's not true. They are here today because they have money. They are here today. Yeah. They have money. I'm looking at some of them. I will say anything. Money has become, money has controlled you. It's very unfortunate because money, somebody else somewhere is holding some strings that is pulling money left and right. Yeah, before you are aware, how many have been there? Before you are aware, your money is finished. You don't know how.
I mean, you don't know how. You had money, 1,000 CDs. Exactly, you and necessary is finished, and you can't, it doesn't balance. And you know, I know, I will say I swear God, but I know I didn't waste it. I know I didn't waste it. I know I didn't buy frivolous things. I'm not a foolish person, but suddenly it's finished and I can't find it. And do you know what I have to show for it? Nothing, nothing. No, not this year. I said, not this year. Amen. This year is a year of blessings, not money. It seems to be a minor difference, but it's very major. It is very, in fact, if you can understand today, if you can understand this message today, we can close the church for the year and go home and just be blessed and come back next year. First Sunday of next year with our testimonies of how God has blessed us. No, I'm serious. I don't know why you're laughing. If you understand that this year, do not look for money. Look for what? Look for what? Blessings. Look for blessings. This year, trust God that God bless me. That is my aim and aspiration for this year. I don't need any money. I don't need... You see, once I don't need the money, people are looking at me. They say, hey, you, why do you come and ask for money just now? You'll be taking your offering. Don't mind them. Don't mind them. No. Believe me, 2, 3, 4. Labor not to be rich. Do not let fiscal money, monetary benefits guide you at all this year. Rather, this year, our prayer is, Lord, bless me. Amen. That is our constant cry from today until it comes. Lord, bless me. Hallelujah. And I'll show you why. This is, you see, when God first began to deal with man, his first dealing with man, I mean, I'm assuming that we are children of God. And we know God and we believe in God. Amen. And God's first dealing with man began in Genesis chapter 1, where he created man. And the interesting thing is this. His first interaction with man was, I will bless man. Amen. Our relationship with God is based on blessings. Sometimes we become fixated on obedience and like God is after us in some way. No. He's not. Obedience, I'll come to obedience. It is very key. There are two major keys. I'll come to obedience. But sometimes we are too fixed on, let me do what God says. He's a headmaster. No, God, let me do. Then God came and his first interaction, Genesis chapter 1. And verse 27, his first interaction with man was this. And so that God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. So this is the creation. Look at the next verse. And God blessed them. So why... Ask your neighbor, why are you not blessed? When you are born, now you have sinned. Is that what you are telling me? Why are you not blessed? Because God made Adam, then immediately his interaction with Adam was blessings. So when you meet God and we come into contact with God, his intention and his interaction with us is blessings. Amen. Other things get in the way, which we will explain in the course of the next few weeks. Other things come and obstruct us. But this is God's intention for us. Now, listen, this scripture is the explanation for your journey this year. This verse.
Remember it very well, this verse. Amen.
Because God blessed them. Then he said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue, have dominion over the fish and everything that moves on the air, on the earth. Did you see money written in this verse? Is there anything about wealth or anything like that in this scripture? Nothing like that. So those have become our human attempts to explain and define things in a way that works for us. And sometimes in trying to explain things, we deviate from what God himself intended, what God purposed for us. So look at, I'm giving you a list. Are you ready for a list of what blessings will do for you? You're ready for a list. So one, God bless them. Okay? One, God will bless you. Two, he said, be fruitful. Amen. Be fruitful. You will bear fruits. Amen. I mean, you see, what we say, many years ago, I planted a pawpaw tree in my house. It was small. Then it began growing. I was very happy. It became about this height. I was happy. I said, very soon. Then it got this height. Then this height. I was waiting. Then it got this height. I was still waiting. I said, hey, this pawpaw tree, because some are like this and they are bearing fruit. Mine was like this. And as I was waiting, it just kept growing and it didn't bear fruit. So I said, what is this? What is wrong with this tree? And I have a friend who's into our Greek. So one day when he came, I said, come and see my pawpaw tree. It's not bearing fruit. He was laughing at me. So it's a male tree. I said, since when are male pawpaw tree and female pawpaw tree? It's a male tree. Like, what are you talking about? He said, no, this tree is male. It doesn't bear fruits. It will never bear fruit. I said, really? He said, no, it will never bear fruit. Do you know what I said? Bring a cutlass. I cut it down and threw it away. Amen. Because some things don't bear fruits. You are supposed to bear fruits. I said, you are, what is fruit? Something you produce. Something, I mean, I don't have time to go into this one today. But it says, be fruitful. Fruit is something that comes out of you. Your gifts, your talents, your abilities. So that, you see, some people, they go to school. And when they come out of school, there's no certificate. That's not success. That's not fruit. You have come with nothing. Everywhere you go, when you come out, you must come out with something. I didn't hear amen. Fruitful means whenever you are doing any, you see, some people do business and their business, there's no profit. The motia or whatever is eating the money every day. Sometimes it's just pure mismanagement. You are supposed to be fruitful. Amen. And multiply. Multiply means whatever small thing you have. And you see, nobody has nothing. Nobody has nothing. Everybody has something. What it is that sometimes because what you have is small, you despise it and then you waste it. They say, oh, it's my last money. Buy kilewele or buy ice cream and let's chop and finish. Then we know it's finished. Then we go our way. True or not true? How many have blown their last money before? Your last money. So let me say, there's no point. There's no point keeping it. With or without, I'm almost zero. So chop it. Then oftentimes, it's on something frivolous. That last chopping. True or not true? Yeah. Yeah. You have gone backwards because you are supposed to multiply, not create. You are supposed to multiply. It means that you must have something that is in your hand always. And that something that is your hand, somehow you use it to get more of the same thing. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying this morning. Yeah, you are supposed to use. So if it is money, multiply it. If it's a business contacts, whatever it is, you have a little, that little is supposed to increase in your hand. Very few, rarely do we create, Mr. Man, at the back there, if you sit up, I'll be encouraged. Yes. Very, very few times you make something out of that thing. That's not the expectation. But the little you have is what you're supposed to take it and multiply it. Amen. And I'll show you, multiply, the easiest to multiply is what? Is what? Money. That's the easiest to multiply.
Oh, you are quite becoming quieter.
Yeah. Money is the easiest to multiply, because like a farmer, when you have a seed, plant it. What if you have maize? Very easy. Eat it or plant it. When you eat it, it's gone. When you plant it, you get much, much more than what you had at the beginning. It's not any complicated thing I'm saying. It's natural wisdom. Money is the easiest to multiply, but it's also the thing that we've been trying to multiply the least.
Yeah.
We are happier to chop it and then to spend it. True or not true? And so we don't do much. And then it says, replenish your baskets and your accounts will, look, Deuteronomy 28, your baskets and your accounts will not be empty. Amen. Will not be empty. Let me tell you something. Some of us, you must have a mind of saving, no matter how little.
Now it's become a business. It's not a business for us.
We are doing Bible scripture. It's not a matter of even what is, you see, replenish means what? Replace what you have used or what is gone. Are you listening? So, today I'm just starting on this one. So we'll come to it. But you must have a culture, tap somebody, a habit of replenishing, replacing what you have chopped, no matter how slow. Sometimes that same mind that is too little, so chop it. No, you replenish it. Please ask your neighbor, do you have savings? He will say no. Ask him. I can't say your head, because it's not proper to say your head, somebody. But tell them, this year, may your head work well. And you will start saving, starting today. Even 10 cedis a month or a week. So ask him, how much can you save? Ask him, how much can you save? And you see, you said that the thing is so little, so let me chop it. Because it will make no difference. So it is so little, save it. It will make no difference. To your current state, save it. Just replenish something somewhere. Amen. Even a little thing under your bed is okay. Even a little thing, even an envelope where you put in small. I don't know why you're not scrapping again. I don't know why you have stopped. Even an envelope where you put in printed CDs, something, everything, we replenish. You tell somebody you cannot have nothing. You cannot, even, you see, Adam at this time, Genesis chapter 1, 27, Adam had nothing. Not even clothes. No job, no clothes, no phone, no car. He had nothing. But he was about to be blessed in that state. No matter how low you are, no matter how little you think you have, your blessing begins at that level. And then it rises to dominion over everything you want. Amen. Your blessing starts at that level. And then it goes to over, you have dominion. It means one day you'll be a boss. One day they'll call you Madam, sir. Yeah,
One day you'll be walking in town and somebody will stand there when they meet in the doorway, then they will back out and let you pass. You say amen. One day somebody will be driving you. Hey, you don't understand dominion, eh? I'm not the one who replenish. Replenish. Tell somebody you starting today. Either when you leave here, find a Milo tin or an envelope and put money inside. Start today. You see, some of you, William, they won't do it all. They are here. They won't do it. They'll just smile at me and clap when I finish. But they won't do it. Then when they hear and say, well, I didn't preach well. Oh, yes. They'll say, my preaching is not powerful. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. I've told you clear instruction. Today is what, January 11th? You will come to church. You will hear things clear. And I don't think I'm preaching very complicated. You will hear things very clear. You will go home, but you will not do it. And you rather repeat your same behavior last year that brought you to very little progress last year. And you'll be sitting there in the same thing. Then you say that it's not working. No. Tell anybody, it is your fault. Because you didn't do what you heard in church. Yeah, you didn't do it. And you say, I have savings already, so I don't need any further advice on that. Beautiful. Go, continue. Continue. Yeah, continue. But for those who don't have, start with today with a Milo tin or envelope or Susu box. The Susu box, they'll delay it. I have to go and find a Susu box. So they can't do it today. So as for envelope, look, I have envelope here. Before you go, I can give you envelope to start today. I'm very serious. I'm very serious. Then it says, and subdue. Subdue. Those of you who didn't come early this morning, you have missed. Because this morning we're subduing people. Look, somebody give advice. Either be ready to fight or stay poor. Choose one. Because once you begin to prosper, people's eyes see you, especially your relatives and your co-workers, that there are two opposition parties in your life. Or you don't know that. Co-workers and relatives. I didn't say your family. Don't be angry with me that your family is wishing. I didn't say that. I said relatives. Relatives can be second cousin, third cousin, Cape Coast cousin, somebody who's your mother's friend, who you call auntie. They are relatives. Sometimes they are not able to handle your prosperity. They know you as a little boy working in the area. They've seen your poverty before. And now Dr. Eli Kulim is working around town. Where did you rise up to become a doctor? We know you as a little girl. Then they can't handle it. Amen. They can't handle it. And they are upset at it. You didn't come. Next week, come early. Come and pray. Amen. Because they are the ones who are smiling at you. They are the ones sometimes that are giving you toffee and chocolates. It is to mask and to make their jealousy not suspected. It is to make you not think at all that they are the ones who are against you. You must subdue every person contrary and negative against you. And there are many. Amen. And there are many. You think that I have no enemies. Okay, how many here have thought before, not today, that they have no enemies? Raise your hand. I have no enemies. Raise your hand. I have no enemies. Shame on you for thinking childish thoughts. You have enemies. You have both physical and spiritual. Amen. There is somebody who is not happy, and sometimes it's not you, it's your father or your mother. Secondary school, were you not angry at seniors, at somebody because his brother was a senior who beat you? Wasn't that the case? His brother has left the school and gone. Hey, you are Azikiza's brother. Come here, kneel there, raise your hand. What have I done? Azikiza, not you. Azikiza, come, kneel there, raise your hand. They take a water pump. Azikiza's brother has come. Hey, thank God Azikiza is gone. We will show you our revenge. We will show you what we have think about Azikiza. He's not here again. You see Pepe. What has he done? Nothing. But it's Azikiza who has come to cause trouble in his life. Sometimes it's not you. It's where you came from. It's what you have. Even your tribe, your job, your profession. You are the only one in your house who has a car. The only one who has finished university. The only one. Either don't progress, then you can stay poor and humble and secure. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? You know, there will always be the first, the pioneer in a family. There will always be the first to finish GSS, the first to finish SHS, the first to go to university, the first graduate, the first to go to America, the first to earn dollars. There will always be the first. That first will always be like a lightning rod. A lightning rod, it's on the building and it is standing up over the building, towering in the sky. Do you know why? Any lightning, come and hit me. Leave the building and come and hit me. Any lightning that is coming to destroy, come and hit me. When you stand out, you are the lightning rod. But you also make it safe for everybody else under you. So because of you, you and your children, are you listening? Yeah, I've become quiet. No, I've become very quiet now. I'm going back to Madagascar. No, you so that you now open the door for all your children after you to enter into a certain blessedness. Some families, no graduates, no car, no house, proper house. No problem. I don't mind. No, do you know my father's family house is in Arena in Accra? It's a total station. Those who do you know Arena? Uh-huh. You're laughing at me. She's laughing. She knows where I come from now. She's thinking, how did I come from there? Because somebody broke out and left and led us all out of captivity. May you subdue all the opposition. Otherwise, the curses will multiply. We'll come to the curses. We'll come to that one also. Subdue. And then the last one is have dominion. Have dominion. Sit down well and enjoy the benefits of the things you have worked for. Sit down and see your children. Have dominion. When you are doing business, you are teaching. Whatever you are, it is what the people are saying. Whatever you are doing, it will work. It will work. Oh, you didn't clap for that one. It will work. Whatever you are. That, you know, that is the blessings. That is the blessings that God has lined up for us. Amen. And we have put it aside, and then we are trying to find money, trying to find things. Oh, no. No, all those things, money, one, you will not find it. Two, if you find it, you will lose it. Three, if you have it, you can't chop it. Hey, money has complications, though. Money has complications. Those who have, those who don't have, those who have too much, hey, there's a lot of problems with money. You can have money. Look, somebody was passing a place, a hospital. He was passing a door. Then he heard voices inside. Doctor, do something, I will pay. You have money, but they can't help you. Doctor, do something, I will pay. Yeah, you have money, but the thing you are trying to do, it cannot be done. Tell somebody, it's not money this year. It's blessings. Hallelujah. This year is a year of our blessings, and we shall be blessed. Hey, we are going to enjoy blessings this year. We are going to move forward this year. Amen. Let me tell you a secret. Hey, I've not started preaching. The points are that way.
Hey, I've forgotten that.
Okay. I'll give you the points. Then we'll continue later. Okay?
Because I forgot that the points are waiting for me here.
So, point one, what I just gave you, the reality of blessings. They are real. That's point one, the reality of blessings. God blessed Adam from the beginning. And blessings is not money, but it's what? Fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue, and have dominion. Many other things are blessings. This is the key. Number two, but a blessing, when it comes, it will change your life. A blessing. Recently, a certain young lady was supposed to fiancé to a doctor. Then she broke the relationship and went to choose a missionary. And I was surprised. I said, hey, you have a doctor who is a powerful man. Then you have left him for a young missionary who is just struggling, has just come, is trying to do a church. I said, hey, either the girl is very wise or something. So I was investigating more. Then I saw a picture of the doctor. Hey, look, the doctor has not changed him. He is wearing shorts, singlet, hasn't combed his hair. Then I asked him, are you sure he's a doctor? I asked the people, look, are you sure he's a doctor? They say, they were not sure themselves. So they went to his working place. They were asked and said, oh, doctor is not here. Some people, your education will not change you. Yeah. So, I mean, some people, you have gone to school. One day I met a man. He was asking for a lift. And where it was very far away. So I just stopped for him. Then he got into the car. That, where are you going? Oh, I'm coming to tech. I said, really? What are you? They said, oh, he's a student there. Meanwhile, the whole conversation was in three. And I'll try and do English. And he'll go back to three. So I asked, so where are you going? Miko, yeah. I said, so what did you do when you stood the wall? I said, when I do English, then you go to the tree. So I was forcing to, then I said, so what you say? Oh, I'm a student. Where? A Greek. I said, hey, a Greek. The guy, look, from, I don't know if you know Bonfa.
Yeah.
Bonfa on the Ejusu Road, beyond Ejusu. Yeah, from there to here, driving, it's about 40 minutes. Not one English word. Not one English word. Three. And me too, I was determined, not one three word. So me too, English. And you are telling me you are a third year a Greek student.
No.
The education has not changed him. Are you understanding? So there are some...
My friend who went to English America, you know, America is America, but England is Abuchi, so English America. She went to England, has been there for many, many years. One day we were talking about children and how sometimes their slangs don't work. I mean, they come with their English. They are totally not Ghanaian. You understand? Yeah, so that was the case. Then he said, there are some too who are there. The English didn't enter them at all. Look, they are there. They are speaking tree. They go to tree church. And in their house, they have the fufu machine has come there now. But formerly they were using potatoes. Potato to make fufu. Then they will go and buy. There was you don't know. There was pumpkin soup in tins. They don't know. Yes. Palm nuts in tins. You were not born at that time. And England didn't enter them at all. Do you understand? So it is, and they are in a tree world. They don't speak English there. Yeah. I know. And I mean, and Some are speaking fluid. I mean, you know, I got to speak. Not them. But blessings, when they enter your life, they will change you. There will be a radical change. There will be a tangible change. Unless it didn't enter you.
I saw recently an MP. I'm not sure which parliament, either Ghana or Kenya parliament. An MP who went to England, I think it's the Kenya parliament. An MP went to England for 1 week. When he came back.
Is it Kenya? It's Kenya. He came back after it was changing. And they had to complain in parliament. Sir, we don't understand him. Don't understand him. Mr. Speaker, 1 week in England. He came back after 1 week. He said, Mr. Speaker, you don't understand what he's saying. The slang after 1 week. Listen, no. He has changed. But you, when the blessings and Obed-Edom was the one who had the blessing in his house for just 3 months. It became clear. It became clear. This year, you can have money. When I was in Tamale, when I went there first, I was looking for telephone. You know, in those days, telephone was wire. You're not born. Telephone was cable and wires. And they said, oh, the certain man, he has power. He can help me get the telephone. I said, really? He said, oh, yeah, he's a very rich man. He has contacts in telecom and every place. If I go to him, I will get telephone. So I went for him. Hey, look, when I went to the man's shop, more than Bola. I mean, it was, he was selling in the market. He was selling hardware, cement and iron rods and hammer and nails. Look, it was the dirtiest shop I've ever seen. And the man had a 404 car, pickup. You know 404? Peugeot 404. Old one. And the place was dirty. And he said, this is the man. Very rich man. And I said, the money didn't change you. No, the money is, it is, I don't know, I can't see the money at all. The shop is dirty, the car is old, and the man came wearing a smug. I can't say filthy, but smelling. And this is a rich man. That's not the case. When the blessings enter you, you'll be changed. There'll be a real, your friends will say you have changed. Amen. That is our aim this year. Don't money. You can have money, you won't change. If you have money, you won't chop some. If you have money, it's locked up in litigation everywhere. But blessings, when they enter your life, there'll be a real tangible change. It will be real. But so number two is the life-changing power of blessings. But number three is that there's a confusion about blessings. And people think that when I say you are blessed, then immediately everything has changed. Then immediately you are automatically standing on top of the world and you are now a giant. No. That's not how it is. Amen. Because a blessing, it takes time. It takes time. That is the mystery of the blessing. Even though you are blessed, the moment you are blessed, when Isaac blessed Jacob, it was so acute that Esau was angry and he was prepared to kill his brother. Now, when my father says, I'll kill you. And he asked his father, do you have only one blessing? Can't you bless me again? And he said, no, I've made him your Lord and I've made him your boss. So I have blessed him. It means that that day that Isaac pronounced a blessing over Jacob, Jacob was blessed. But follow the story. It took him 20 years before he was going back home with his flocks and his herds. For all those years, he had nothing. I don't know whether you are following what I'm saying. Yeah,
he was blessed by his father on a certain occasion. Then he went, but he suffered. He was sweared. He was cheated. He was everything for 20 years. Then after a while, suddenly he now came back and the blessing materialized. Blessings, they take time to show themselves.
Hallelujah. Deuteronomy, let me give you this one. I have to give you a scripture so that you believe what I'm saying. Deuteronomy 28, verse 2.
And it says, and all these blessings will come on thee and overtake thee. So it means that it's not that they're not there in at the beginning. It takes time. It takes time. Tell your neighbor, sometimes you start well, but you don't continue with the same strength. Sometimes, I mean, ask about today, this first Sunday you are in church. Will you be here next week and the week after and the weeks after? Will you be consistent like this in church? Will you be like this in church consistently? It takes blessings are invoked on you, but it's a process. Amen. And that's why sometimes you say, oh, your blessings are not powerful because I don't see it. You just be patient. I say, you just be patient and continue in planting and sowing and multiplying and doing all those things. You will see the fruit of the blessings in your life. You will see it.
Hallelujah. Are you listening to me?
And then let us try something. Okay, let us focus on God to bless us. Let it be our major focus. This year is not man, it's God. It's God this year. Hallelujah. If we have that mind, you'll see what God will do for you. He will lift you up. He will lift you up. You will see a breakthrough consistently. Things are happening all the time, better and better and better and better. And one day you will see that, God has been so good to me. What a blessing. Put your hands together this morning.